Some sailors and airmen have long feared the Bermuda Triangle for the mysterious fate for some who have passed there. Whitefish Point is a bit different, though. Everyone knows its tremendous toll on ships, but for years, it didn't seem to deter captains from plowing on through regardless of the condition. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Bruce Lynn is director of the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum at Whitefish Point, Michigan. This area just northwest of Sault Ste. Marie has seen up to 300 shipwrecks since records have been kept. While some notable wrecks have taken place in the later half of the 20th century, many ships were lost before navigation aids were available.
You combine not necessarily having the technology to tell them what the weather's going to do with heavy pressure that you need to have that cargo to port, and you have heavy weather sailors that figure they've dealt with storms for decades in some cases, they're going to be just fine.
Even with better weather reporting, the pressure of getting cargo to locations on time was a constant force that challenged safety and best judgment.
There was even a weather bureau building that was built at the Sioux Locks in 1899 in order to warn the ship captains this is what's going to be happening up on the Big Lake.
There was a lighthouse here by 1850, but this point was remote and sometimes inhospitable, whether by water or land.
I think some of them felt like they had been sent to the backside of the moon or something when they got up here. But when you look at lighthouses in general, they're in pretty remote locations. So for some of them, maybe they loved this. Other ones didn't love it so much. The first lighthouse keeper quit before he even got to his posting because he knew where he was going.
While there were ships and lives lost here, in some ways, it was just part of the risk that came with the job.
Particularly if you were sailing in November, your ship had opportunities to get into trouble if you were out there. I don't know if Whitefish Point was necessarily looked upon as a place of tragedy, but it was certainly a place where there were tragedies.
We conclude our story next time as we travel the countryside at Whitefish Point, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCrae.